I just have a couple of short stories because in the beginning years, I just came through London briefly, like I do always now. But I was fortunate enough to come through at a time when Srila Prabhupada was present. In 1971, I came from America. Prabhupada had asked our local GBC man in America to come to France and other countries in Europe to help with the preaching. So we were fortunate enough to be on the same airplane as Srila Prabhupada coming to London. And I remember when we left the New York temple to go to the airport, there were many devotees, all the devotees from the East Coast and the West Coast, 1971, they were there at the airport. And somehow, Srila Prabhupada arrived a little bit late. And we were all waiting with a big kirtan at the airport. And finally, Srila Prabhupada arrived, and he came into the airport, and he came up to the counter where you check the bags in. And I was standing right next to Srila Prabhupada. I think I had the tickets at that time. And the man behind the counter, he wanted to see Srila Prabhupada's ticket, and also he wanted to see what was in his bag. Prabhupada used to carry his little white medicine bag. So he asked Prabhupada, he said, you know, open up that bag, I want to see what's in there. So Prabhupada was fiddling with the little latches that he couldn't open it. So the man was getting angry. He said, there's many people waiting, please hurry. Then he became very angry. He said, open that bag. So I reached over the counter and I grabbed the man's thing like this. I said, if you continue to speak to my spiritual master like that, I'm going to punch you in the nose. So Prabhupada looked at me, had a big look on his face. So the man backed off a little bit and he said, so you open it. So I always wanted to see what was in that little white bag. So I realized at that time, Krishna fulfills all desires. Prabhupada, I always used to care. I always wondered what's in their books. What? So finally, with great eagerness, I said, yes, sir. And I took the lock, open just like that, and I opened it up. And Prabhupada was just sitting there watching. And I looked in, and I was just staring at it for a long time. So the man said, what's in there? I said, oh, medicines. We turned it around. So he said, all right, you two go. So there was a lot of confusion. In the midst of all this, there was this huge kirtan going on, like 500 devotees behind us. And there were also all the other people who were trying to catch this TWA flight to London. We were the first ones to check in. So there's this whole commotion going on. So the man said, all right, you two go. So all of a sudden, I'm walking down the corridor with Srila Prabhupada. And this was the first time I'd ever been alone with Srila Prabhupada. So I was very, very nervous. We went through passport control, and then because of this huge kirtan the devotees had back at the check-in for the luggage, nobody else was getting through. It was just the devotees were there, and the police were trying to remove the devotees so other people could check on. So I look back, and there's just this bundle of confusion there. And the other devotees, I don't remember who was on that plane. I remember Padumna was there, and Bhagavan was there. They were trying to get on, but they couldn't get on. So we're walking alone down this corridor, and Prabhupada starts speaking to me. So he says, name? And I said, Indudumna. So he said, just see, no good qualifications, just rascals. Because of Kali Yuga, they have no good qualities. What do you think, Indudumna? Now, Prabhupada asked me a question, and I was so nervous, I couldn't speak. He said, so what do you think? Yes! Just like, I just repeated it. So then Prabhupada said it again. He went on speaking. Yes, yasti bhakti bhavati akinshana savagasta. You're going on, according to Sanskrit. No, only a devotee has the good qualities, those who are on the material platform. So then he said again, what do you think, Indudumna? So then he asked me the question a second time. Yes! So then he did again. He went on describing how, because of their sinful activities, the meat eating and this and that, and that, I was actually listening at that time. He was describing how they have so many bad qualities, that only when one comes to devotional service can one develop good qualities. And I was listening. And then he asked me the third time, what do you think? And very calmly and Because I'd actually realized that his preaching had actually penetrated into my heart, and I was actually realizing how, because of their sinful activity, they have no good qualities, and only one who takes a devotional service becomes purified. So the third time he said, he looked at me, "What do you think?" I said, "Yes, Srila Prabhupada," and I was convinced at that time. So we got onto the plane, and we had some, the devotees had given me, just as we were walking away from the check-in, they'd given me a bag with some of Prabhupada's prasadam. Unfortunately, most of it was missing. They just happened to give me some oranges that were cut, different pieces. So we got onto the plane, and still, I don't remember that anybody else had actually come at that time. We were just checking in, and there were a few people behind us. We sat in the seats, and we were waiting. I was waiting for Prabhupada's servants to come. And Prabhupada looked at me, and he said, "Prasad." So I said, "Srila Prabhupada, there's no prasadam." He said, "What is in the bag?" I said, "Oh, there's some oranges." What did I say? "The prasadam?" So I took the oranges out, and they were cut. They were sliced. So I had a little paper plate there. So I put them on the paper plate, and I put them on Prabhupada's little tray there. And then he began to eat them. And he didn't, of course, he just sucked on the orange, which he would do. He just sucked on the orange, and he put it back down onto my tray, where I would just try to, he put that orange back down there. So he went through about three oranges like that. And then I was just sitting there, I didn't know what to do, because I wasn't supposed to be the servant or the secretary, anybody. I was just going to London, and fortunately I was on the same plane as Srila Prabhupada. So then after a while he said, "So, you're going to take prasad?" And just like a complete imbecile, I said, "Prabhupada, there's nothing left." So then, I was so nervous. So then Prabhupada just smiled. He said, "No, there's Maha Maha Prasad." So I was so nervous. I realized actually what a fool I was, but there was Maha Prasad. So I just, in my great eagerness, I just took the whole orange peel and put it in my mouth and started chewing. And I went through one, two, three. My lips were burning. It felt like they were cracking, and tears were coming down my eyes. I was chewing, and I was thinking, how fortunate I am. I have Maha Prasad and Srila Prabhupada. I went through about, 10 orange peels like that, and I realized, wait a minute, what am I doing? My eyes are all red, and I looked over at Srila Prabhupada, and he was going, he had these eyes as big as, just looking at me. Hare Krishna. So then later, Pradyumna came, and I can't remember who was exactly on the plane, but by the time I cleaned everything up, and my lips were still burning like that, I was thinking, I just want to go back to the bathroom and wash my mouth. So we were sitting in the plane. The plane took off. I was a couple seats away by this time. And I was sitting next to Pradyumna, actually. There was myself, Pradyumna, and then there was Srila Prabhupada. And then they turned the lights off. They announced the movie was going to come on. So I said, "Wow, this is a good chance to show Srila Prabhupada. I don't watch movies because movies are Maya." So I took out my Bhagavad Gita and I put it out a little bit of a distance like that so that if Prabhupada looked over my way, he'd see that I was reading the Bhagavad Gita. And I noticed that Pradyumna was getting ready to watch the movie. So I was thinking, well, he's going to see the difference now, Maybe he'll take me as his servant or his secretary. So the movie came on, and I didn't even watch it come up. It was really hard. I just was looking at the Bhagavad Gita, and I read the same verse over about 20 times. Then I'd just look up, and I'd look down, and then look up, and then I noticed it was a Charlie Chaplin movie. So I thought, this is really my, this is frivolous acts, things like this. So I was looking, and then looked down, and then I heard Pradyumna laughing. I said, "Just see." He's laughing. Prabhupada's gonna see that he's watching the movie. But look at me, I'm just watching the Bhagavad Gita. So it was about 15 minutes later, and then I heard Prabhupada start to chuckle. He was laughing. I thought, what's Prabhupada laughing? Why is Prabhupada laughing? And then I looked over, and Prabhupada was watching the movie. And I was going, well, I don't understand. Anyway, forget the Bhagavad Gita. I sat back, we all had a good laugh. Charlie, and Prabhupada was actually laughing. You could hear him laughing. He was just going on and on. He was enjoying it so much. So then the movie was over, and then afterwards I started getting some doubts. I was thinking, but we're not supposed to go to movies. At least I don't think we are. And the Prabhupada was like, so I said to Vinumak, can I speak to you at the back of the plane? I said, I have something to ask you. So he said, well, what's it about? I said, anyway, it's just confidential. Could we speak at the restroom? So he went back to the back of the plane, and I said, I'm a little confused. You know, I thought we weren't supposed to watch the movie. The Prabhupada was watching the movie. He said, yeah, I don't understand either. He said, no, you go. I said, no, no, you go. And then he said, you go. We're having this little fight in the back by the restroom, you know. So then finally it's decided he'll go. So he walks down the plane. I'm just watching. And he goes to Prabhupada's seat, and he bends over, and he begins to speak to Srila Prabhupada. So then while Prabhupada's answering him, he's going, oh, yes, 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 yes. So he turns around. He comes back with a big smile on his face. I said, I knew it. Prabhupada had the perfect answer. I can't wait to hear what it is. So finally he came back. I said, what did he say? Why was he watching the movie? And he said, Srila Prabhupada said that Krishna is the source of all original things. And he was seeing that Charlie Chaplin's humor was very original. So Prabhupada said, I was seeing Krishna through the humor of Charlie Chaplin. So I said, that's a great answer. And also he said, Prabhupada also remarked that when he was a little boy, he used to enjoy watching Charlie Chaplin. So I walked back to my seat. I was a little embarrassed that actually I wasn't seeing Krishna in the humor of Charlie Chaplin. I was just seeing Charlie Chaplin. Anyway, after so many hours, we arrived, and we got off the plane. It was a big kirtan, and the devotees received us. So somehow there was some confusion, and Srila Prabhupada had to stay. We couldn't go right outside to the main part of the airport, and we had to stay. There was some confusion, and finally this big, tall devotee, handsome-looking devotee, comes up to me and says, what's your name? And I said, my name's Indradumna. He said, oh, you were on the plane. I said, yeah. And I said to one devotee, so who's this person? He said, oh, that's Shyamasundar. And so Shyamasundar said, you have to stay back and wait for Srila Prabhupada's bag. One of his bags has been lost. So I said, well, wait a minute. I've been wanting to come to London for a long time. You know, Bury Place and the devotees, and there's going to be a big reception, and maybe the Beatles are going to be there, and you know, I really want to come for this. He said, no, you stay and you wait for that bag. So I was thinking, you know, I was so unfortunate. I said, who is this person making me stay back here? You know, it's like my enemy making me stay back. And but actually I realized later it was my best friend, because such a wonderful thing happened afterwards. So I waited, hours I waited. I was thinking, boy, they're going to have a big kirtan there, and there's going to be a wonderful, there's going to be a big feast, and I'm going to miss Prabhupada's lecture and everything. And the most unfortunate, plus it was raining outside, and it was typical, you know, English days, cloudy, rain. I became very depressed. I waited and waited. Finally, they found the bag. So they brought it to me, and it was so heavy I could hardly lift it. So I had to drag that bag. It was full of Prabhupada's books. I dragged it. I took it to the taxi. I said, where do you want to go? I said, take me to nine Bury Places?
Seven.
And the man looked at me, something wrong? I said, no, just take me to the temple. You know, and I was so sad. And I got to the temple, finally got to the temple, and then I opened the door. There were no devotees. Everybody was inside. And I dragged that suitcase, you know, out of the car and knocked on the door. It took about 10 minutes for somebody to answer. I got in, I looked around, and obviously everything was over. The devotees were laying around, you know, oh, that was a good feast, boy. Yeah, that was the best lecture Prabhupada ever gave. This is, you know, just walking is what people were saying or laying down. I saw the paper plates there, and they were like completely finished. They were just like finger marks going through the ghee, you know, and paper cups here, and devotees just lying around. And I said, Prabhu, you know, my name's Indraduna. I just came from America, and I have Prabhupada's suitcase. I said, did you save me any prasadam? And they were looking at each other. We didn't know you were coming. Nothing left. And somebody went to the kitchen. There wasn't nothing, not even a grain of rice left. And I was so depressed. And you should have heard this kirtan. It was a fantastic kirtan. I'm so unfortunate. I said, anyway, I've got Prabhupada's suitcase. Can somebody help me carry it upstairs? And he said, oh, Prabhu, I'm so full, I can't even move, you know, just take it up yourself. I said, boy, this is not my day, you know. I said, all right, I'll take it myself. So I'm all tired of so many hours of traveling, having taken a shower, having eaten, no prasad, I missed the festival. And so the suitcase was so heavy, I had to take it by the handle and drag it up, you know, backwards like this, up the stair. Now, yesterday when we went to the temple, they said that Prabhupada's room was on the first floor. I imagine it was at that thinking back how hard it was to carry that suitcase, I always imagined, I hadn't been to Bury Place in 20 years, I imagined that building was like 16 stories high. And all I remember is going up these stairs, maybe 16. When I tell this story, I usually say it's like Prabhupada's room was on the 10th floor or something. That just shows how tired I was. But anyway, I guess it was the first floor. And I picked up and then again and again. And finally, I get to Prabhupada's room. And again, just being a neophyte devotee, I don't even knock. Someone says, this is Prabhupada's room. I just open the door and I walk in. And I'm dragging the suitcase backwards like this. I'm sweating, cursing. And nobody wants to help me carry the suitcase. I'm a miserable prasadam. And all of a sudden, Prabhupada's servant was Nanda Kumar. He says, watch out, you're going to hit Srila Prabhupada. So I turned around and there was Srila Prabhupada, just like the glowing sun. He probably was just there all fresh. He just finished a shower. He just come out of the shower and he didn't have his shirt on. He was glowing. And this is dhoti. He's just tying his dhoti. And I turned around and I thought I'd made a great offense because I came in without knocking and I didn't, I almost bumped into Prabhupada. And I was just shocked, so I went down on the ground immediately, and I started chanting, Namo Om Vishnu Badaya Krishna Vastaya Bhutale Shimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaman Iti. And at the nominate, whack! Right there. I can still feel it right here. This big slap on my back. And then Prabhupada, he said something. And I'm on the ground, I'm thinking, wow, Prabhupada slapped me on the back. Wow, Prabhupada. I didn't know if I was supposed to be happy or miserable. Maybe he was chastising me or I don't know what. But anyway, he slapped me on the back. And I was just, and then Prabhupada, I could see his toes were still there. I was looking, he didn't move. So I was so afraid to get up. Namaste, Saraswati Devi. And Prabhupada was quite strong. Many of us remarking how Prabhupada was so, although he was elderly, he was so youthful and full of energy. And I can tell you frankly, that was a slap of a young man. Whack, right on my back. So I got through all the prayers and then Prabhupada's toes were still there. I just stayed down there. I was afraid to get up. And finally, the toes went away. And Prabhupada, I imagined he went back into the bathroom. So I stood up holding my back, and I was just completely aghast. I looked at Nanda Kumar, and this was after some minutes, 2 minutes, and he was standing there, his mouth, he was looking like that. And I looked at him like, and he said, Prabhupada slapped you on the back. I said, yeah, I know. He said, he slapped you on the back. I never saw that before. I said, yeah, well, he said something to me. What did he say? He said, oh, he said it was so wonderful what Prabhupada said. I said, tell me what he said. So he said to you, there's so much endeavor, so much trouble in this material world, but when I take you back to the spiritual world, everything will be easy and sublime. Srila Prabhupada ki. Yeah. So I said, I couldn't believe my ears, so I said, what did he say? He said, so much endeavor, so much trouble in this material world, but when I take you back to the spiritual world, everything will be easy and sublime. So then I saw all this, some inconvenience that we'd undergone. Actually, a couple of years later in Paris, when Srila Prabhupada came, he noticed how much work and service all the devotees had done to get the temple together and so forth. So he sat on the Vyasasan. He began his lecture by saying, thank you very much for undergoing so much inconvenience on my behalf. Then he paused. He said, actually, there's no inconvenience in devotional service. It's all devotional service. So many times after that, when we went to France and we helped establish different centers and we were preaching, sometimes it would become difficult. There were many obstacles to the preaching and different things would happen, become very difficult. Whenever it gets really difficult, remember one time on Sankirtan, devotees had attacked, or the karmis had attacked our Sankirtan party, and they'd stolen our books, and the police arrested us as the culprits. And so I was just sitting there thinking, I closed my eyes, just remember when Srila Prabhupada would ever get hard, I remember that those words by Srila Prabhupada, that there's so much trouble in this material world, but then when he takes us back to Godhead, everything will be easy and sublime. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki.
Srila Prabhupada ki.